Well, we can talk about the hot dog eating thing.
Yeah, I did. I made a reference to that at the end of the sportscast. Had even a little audio.
Yeah, I know. Well, or we could just talk to somebody who was there.
Yeah, I tried to look for him, you know, on the TV.
It sounds like he's on the phone.
Yeah,
I tried to look for him on the TV.
So where are you right now?
I'm 40th between 8th and 9th. I thought I'd give you a little flavor of the city. I hope no one comes and curses at me while I'm standing here. So
I'm walking here.
Little New York, right across the street from the Port Authority bus terminal.
Well, I've been there, yeah. Don't go in there. You meet very interesting people in there.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go down there. We're about probably three blocks from Times Square, so.
Really?
Went to the big fireworks, Macy's fireworks display last night.
Man, did they have a parade?
No parade. We went on a little cruise boat, you know, and. I cruised around the harbor and watched the fireworks from there. So,
what were you wearing?
Yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, were you wearing something? No. When you went to the fireworks, were you wearing something that showed you were from Texas and you know,
like Mr. Downs?
No, actually, I did not. I did not.
You know, Ben went to Stonehenge and wore something Aggie. You know?
Yeah, I know he did. I know he did. And you know, I did have the old Zone shirt yesterday. But it was covered up by the black and white striped judge's shirt. So,
you were in a judge's shirt.
I was in a judge's shirt. Yeah. They put me in a judge's shirt, and of course, I probably should have worn, you know, a big ATM logo white T-shirt on the back or something, so people could have identified me better. But I've had a few prints and pictures that they've captured on TV, so I've got proof to the IRS that I was there.
But I thought you were a reporter.
Well, I was actually, going to be a judge/reporter.
Yeah.
They had me down, and so they gave me all the judging swag with Nathan's cap and the official Nathan's referee T-shirt.
Yeah. Well, so see, I was looking for you, but I wasn't looking for you in a striped shirt, though. So.
Everyone, had a striped shirt, obviously, that was right underneath the heaters, and like I said, I kind of blended in, but I was the only one with a headset on.
So now, did you ever play the card, don't you know who I am, as you were wearing the black and white striped shirt to get some sort of access?
I said move out of the way for American press, and that didn't seem to work too well in New York.
So now, who were you right in front of?
Joey. I was right in front of Joey. I was in the spray zone, as we like to say.
Well, now, the guy that challenged him was right next to him, right?
Yes, and I was on the other side. I was right between Joey and Eater X, and Pat Bertoletti was to my left, and he was extremely messy.
How many times did they come to you during the broadcast?
You know, we did the women's before we did the men's. And so probably three or four times each, and I was free to break in with any, you know, breaking stories.
Did you have anything pithy?
It was a lot of fun. It's interesting. Aaron Katursky, who anchored, you know, on ABC, was at KTRH, and Todd Ant, who did the play-by-play, started his radio career in Tyler. So I was amongst friends yesterday.
Okay. Now, did you say anything pithy?
Yeah, I think I did. You know, I was my usual funny self.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, are you wearing the shirt now? Are you on the way to the airport? You going to the Port Authority, then on to the airport, or what?
No. Actually, today, we have a morning left in New York, and then it's back down to Baltimore for crab cakes this evening.
So in other words, once you get there and wearing the Nathan shirt and the black and white stripe thing won't get you like an upgrade or anything.
Well, the Nathan shirt is a little dirty right now.
Yeah.
I did not send it out to be cleaned overnight. It was a little bit warm yesterday on Coney Island.
Yeah.
And we were one of about, by my estimate, 7 million people there.
I don't know if you heard about this, but apparently a toilet paper rationing is broken out at Coney Island.
I did not know that, but I'm not surprised, given how many people were there yesterday.
Well, it says here, parks officials said that there is a consistent supply of toilet paper and no need for rationing, but they do need to worry about each individual using too many tissues, and I don't think we need to go beyond
course,
that.
Of course they do. Yeah. That's that doesn't surprise me. You know, they were feeding judges free Nathan hot dogs before the we almost had a pedestrian hit by a truck.
Hey, you're in New York.
I was going to say it's another day that ends in Y.
free Nathan hot dogs given to the judges backstage. But, you know, it was like 10, 11 o'clock. I wasn't quite ready for my Nathans. So me, I went and stood in line afterward for about an hour to get my Nathan's
hot dog. What is that about?
Because I'm going to tell you, these were some fat, hungry judges yesterday, and by the time I was ready to eat one of those pre-hot dogs, they were long gone.
Now, did you get to meet any? Were there celebrities there? Was Ken Hoffman there?
Yeah.
Was Ken Hoffman there?
Ken Hoffman was not there this year.
Oh, really?
I don't know where Ken was.
All right.
And I kind of tried to look at some of the names of the judges. I didn't really. Yeah, I think they're friends of the people who run it, frankly. And but the big celebrity sighting yesterday and the appearance on TV for the big contest, Nick Cannon, which was really random. Really random.
Who is that?
Hey, he's from America's Got Talent.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's the host.
Nick showed up, did about 3 minutes, I guess, took his check and limoed on home.
There you go.
Huh. He's also a Mr. Mariah Carey.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly, yes. And the other thing, last night with the fireworks, I think Beyonce and maybe Brad Paisley performed for the TV.
Yes, he did. Okay. I was watching. Yes, he did.
They were not on our cruise ship. I looked for them all night long, and they never did show up.
There might have been another boat out there.
Paisley was up on the roof of a building.
Oh, is that and where was Beyonce?
On Fifth Street. Didn't see Beyonce.
Okay. So now how long did that show last?
The show, actually, it's a great show if you ever watch it, and it's just fantastic. And I've been to the one on the Mall in Washington, and I think this beats it.
Yeah.
But last night was exactly 30 minutes, and if my memory is correct, and it usually is, most years it goes 40 to 45 minutes. So I don't know if this is a concession to the economy or what.
Yeah,
but it was spectacular.
It's a debt ceiling thing.
Yeah, it is outstanding. I watch it every year. It is. It's outstanding.
So it's better than high def, actually being there, right?
Yeah, no, it was pretty. It was the way to go because we were trying to estimate like how many million people were lined up along the freeway that they closed that runs alongside the Hudson River, the West Freeway, and it's impossible to know how many people were there. So getting in one of those boats was definitely the way to go.
Yep. Are you going to Letterman?
Letterman is not working this week.
Oh, okay.
He's not working this week, and so, we won't be doing that.
Okay.
But we came here to eat. So we've been to Bobby Flay's restaurant, Mario Batali's restaurant. So we've done okay so far.
All right, well, stop at the CBS store and get Tom a Y&R T-shirt.
No, I already have one. Thank you.
You know what? They closed up that CBS store. Do you know
really?
That?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. The only I think Rupert G is selling Letterman shirts at the deli next door, but the CBS store is closed.
It's a sign of the times. Well, all right, once again, stop in there at the Port Authority. You meet the most interesting people there. All right.
Yeah, I'm just standing outside watching. Thank you very much. Right.
Hey, thanks for the report.
Are you coming back to your day job, Chip? Or
I'll be there Wednesday evening with lots of good hot dog eating tape.
Good. See you later. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Sorry. There you go. Cliff Howard from New York.
Well, I'm jealous he was at that New York fireworks because that is absolutely outstanding. I watch that every year. High def ain't bad, and it's a lot cheaper than what.
No, the other thing is you punch the button in your home.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think he gave me about 1.5 million reasons why I wouldn't want to be there, but nonetheless. All right, so there you go. That's good. That took care of that
Flip Howard.
That part we were going to do on the
yesterday.
Yeah. So Chase.
Yes.
Do you recall that story we had a while back about how the seal fell off of the front of the president's podium?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? He was apparently speaking somewhere and right in the midst
we
of
We cannot sustain. Oops.
Was that my... oh, goodness.
Yeah, it was.
That's all right.
Yeah, okay.
What about the guy in the back?
I'm sure there's somebody back there that's really nervous right now.
Yeah, that him.
They're sweating bullets back there. Right now.
The U.S. American Secret Service says that the magnetic presidential seal on the side of the president's car fell off the limousine on the way to the airport. in Pennsylvania.
Oh, but what is it like? I thought that
like a hubcap going down the street, or what?
Is this like a little flexible magnet thing?
Yes,
like you get
it
at a store.
Yes,
you slap it on there.
Yes, apparently
it
is.
Like if you deliver pizza at night.
But that way, I mean, if he's off in the country somewhere and he wants to get in a Ford 250, you know, F-250, they can just stick it on there, and that becomes.
I would have thought that on the limo though, it would have been painted on.
Yeah, but no,
Well, if I'd known that, I'd have just gotten arrested when 43 was here and seen if I could have grabbed that off the limo.
Secret Service says the SEAL spent the night at the side of Interstate 76. Nobody saw it.
I want to know who drew the short straw and had to go get. All right, now here's your assignment for today.
But wait a minute, don't we have caravans? I mean, how many cars?
And no one saw it.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't stop is the thing.
Okay, but you know. Wow, you get a motorcycle cop or something to pull over right then and grab that thing.
And he's going, what'd I do to deserve this?
But, I mean, it spent the night at the side of I-76. You got some guy, oh, wow, look at here. Take that home and put it in your dorm room.
Oh, yeah. That trumps that city limit sign any day of the week.
I would think so. That's anyway, right. It says.
But nobody would believe you.
Oh, yeah, you found it. Yeah, sure.
You bought it over at the store.
You got it on eBay.
Yeah. When it fell off the side of his car Thursday night, police and Secret Service agents were unable to locate it. Oh, who wants to make that call?
Yeah.
Sir, we couldn't find the presidential seal in the side of I-76.
How you blame Biden? That's just that's what I do every day.
Sir, where do we order seals from?
Who has the seal contract?
Go to the sealatorium.
Yeah, we have the seal vendor. Yeah, what's the vendor number?
Yeah, we get it on eBay. Yeah.
Wait, let me have that one that says President of the United States of America. Could I have one of those, please?
Go ahead and send me about a dozen of them, just in case.
Yeah, since you got them, the box is open, go ahead and ship them in.
There's a first-time printing fee, sir.
Oh, yeah, there's a setup fee of $125.
The artwork.
Yeah. Secret Service spokesperson said a Philadelphia police officer who was part of the Thursday motorcade found the seal at the side of the road. It's not cause for a national emergency, a spokesperson for the Secret Service said.
It's a magnet. Why would it be cause for a national emergency?
Spokesperson.
Anyway, there was one on the other side of the car, right? Yeah. It wasn't like he went unidentified.
Yeah,
right?
He went on the other side. He wouldn't know who it was.
Well, his limo's like the Pittsburgh Steelers helmet.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay. Anyway, it said, the spokesperson said, the seals fall off periodically. What?
Oh. We just can't have nice things.
Periodically?
He's the leader of the free world. He's got to have a Magno sign on the side of his car. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey. What's up?
They probably sent out SEAL Team 6 to
retrieve. Oh, my gosh.
Waiting.
Yeah.